The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
To find your nearest location, just go on to jiffylubeknoxville.com. Again, that's jiffylubeknoxville.com. While you're there, you can download a coupon for $10 off your next visit to Jiffy Lube. Let's get Phil in here next. Phil, you're on the Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Marty, W.
Hey.
Hey, you're Barbara Broughton and Parker doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Parker's doing better, isn't he? I mean,
well, thank
he's ripping you and Bernie. I like it.
Was he ripping us?
He ripped me on Friday.
Oh, I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I'll say this, though. I mean, there are a lot of snotty people in Maryville, though.
There are. I agree. I don't even talk to people in Maryville. I just walk
snotty
around.
People?
Yeah.
Maryville's like, it's the most down-to-earth home place we've got in East Tennessee.
Please. We're not talking about Alcoa, buddy.
Maryland, Alcoa, I mean, you look at it, I mean, I would say that it's almost 200,000 people living in Blount County.
To all our Blount County listeners,
county.
The smart ones live in Alcoa.
Blount County is rural.
My nephew plays for Alcoa, so I guess he is pretty smart then.
Indeed he is.
And they got a state championship, and they kicked Merle's butt last year. That's even better. Stay Cartman calling crying now.
Oh, good grief, Phil.
Collar-on-collar violence.
Who urinated in your Wheaties this morning?
He sounds like he's in a good mood. Leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, he's jolly.
I complimented the morning crew and told them how much better they created me than y'all do.
Do you act up on their show like you do on our show?
No, I act nice on their show. They treat me with respect, and, you know, they don't ever flash me. It's beautiful.
We've tried treating you with respect. We refer to you as the mayor of Sono. And then you'll get irritated with something Russell said and start screaming at the top of your lungs at him.
Phil, are we going to get Kerry Blackshear?
I don't know, Debbie. I won't believe it until he's on campus, officially as a Tennessee Volunteer.
Me too.
But, I mean, we put in the work, and that Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield. And they've done all they can try.
Yeah, I mean the Barnes Bashers should be happy whether we get him or not, because by even bringing him in, and the B-Lau kid as well, who was here last week, like, they've shown that they're not afraid to dirty their elbows or whatever you want to say, you know, and swim in the murky waters of college basketball's dirty underworld.
Yeah, and now we're willing to recruit to be a top 10 program now. If you have to run people off, you have to run people off. That's just the way it is. That's big time basketball, guys.
Where did we finish in the polls last year? Were we a top 10 program?
Yeah, I think we were 7th or 8th or something like that. Maybe Parker can find that out.
Pretty good. So we are a top 10 program as it stands right now.
Well, you look at it, then our recruiting has got better in the last 2 years. And, you know, we're probably going to get Keon Johnson. And we already got Corey Walker. And those two guys are better than Bowden and Lamonte Turner. They'll be better as freshmen as Lamonte and Bowden are seniors. That's how good the players these guys come in are going to be.
No, Phil, come on, buddy. You don't believe that.
I do believe it. Have you seen them?
No, but I've watched Jordan Bowden and Lamonte Turner, you know, develop over the past 3 years.
These are 5 stars. They don't have to develop. They play ball.
I play ball.
To the NBA.
I know I'm going to be better. You put it in your pipe and smoke it, big boy. Come in here, careening in here out of control.
They don't have to develop, Bear. They play ball.
That's what we're collectors are recruiting like that now. I'm sure, and we'll get that P.J. Hall out of South Carolina, big guy.
So you think Jaden Springer is better right now than Turner and Bowden as rising seniors?
Jaden Springer is better than any player on Tennessee's team right now.
Oh, I would agree with that. You know, if he's as good as the hype leads us to believe, then he probably should be that good.
And they just offered some kid from Bobby Mays Elite for the 21 class, I can't think of the kid's name.
Yeah, the kid from Greensboro.
Yeah, and of course, you know, and they, the Knox Catholic connection with the Bobby Mace connection. So who knows? I mean, this might be to start something big over there.
Cam Hayes, the 2021 point guard, he's from Greensboro, North Carolina. They saying he could reclassify to be a part of this upcoming class. Not
well,
not this one right now.
Do something again, Debbie, when it comes to scholarship numbers. Well, who's going to run off again? I mean,
they're going to have to, right?
The numbers aren't going to add up, are they?
I mean, they
Adesupe picked up another big time offer.
Where's he going to go?
Wichita State offered him last week.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, they're basketballs. Well, they play a little bit of basketball out there, don't they, Russ?
All right.
Russell must not like Catholic too good. You know, he likes Maryville and West. That's about it, huh?
Why do I, if I like Maryville and West, why does that mean that I don't like Catholic?
Because they got Rebels for last name. That's the reason you like them.
Was that some kind of Confederate thing, or are you calling me
no,
racist?
No, it's nothing to do with Confederate thing. Just about the last name. I mean, you used to, didn't you do play-by-play at Maryville?
Phil, I celebrate all East Tennessee high school football. I advocate for our community's athletes, all of them. I don't play favorites like you guys and get into these petty rivalries, which are is
what are
just
you talking about?
Absurd.
We don't do that in basketball.
It's just absurd. Joe, you do it in basketball,
no,
more than
I
you do
not.
In football.
Joe Anderson from Maryville committed to Furman over the weekend. I think that's
Bobby Mays, elite player.
Yeah, kid. I think if he was a couple inches taller, probably should be getting recruited by UT. I am very pro. If we've got top 100 level players in Knoxville, I don't want to see him go anywhere else and play basketball, especially in the SEC. Now, if you're perfectly fine with that 6'10" shot blocking rim running dunking machine, Akeem Adesupe at Catholic, playing for Bruce Pearl, who you've disowned, then keep on acting the way you've been acting.
He's slime. And I tell you what, I wouldn't want to associate with anybody who would associate with Bruce Pearl. So if that's where he wants to go, then don't let the door hit you. But then you're piping smoke it.
Catholic. Too bad West is scared to play Catholic this year. They got their doors knocked off of them by Catholic. But I want him to see Anjay Tomba and B.J. Edwards. And he really needs to see what some young players are about.
This is enough high school football conversation for me. Anything else, Phil?
Yeah. Go Irish!
Thank you, Phil.
I mean, it absolutely kills you that they've got like legit top 100 level players, and you're having
it doesn't kill me. I love it.
Your hatred of Catholic is well known.
Oh God,
you were the voice of the Warriors over there at CAK for a long
yes.
time,
and I did CAK play by play for 2 years, so I've hated Catholic ever since.
You also did a stint out at Maryville, didn't
the
you?
Entire school.
Were you the voice of the Maryville Rebels at one time?
I did Maryville games for a season. Did, yep.
Anybody else in town?
No,
just Maryville and CAK.
I think it's awesome that Catholic is getting all these players. As long as Tennessee gets the lion's share, I mean that's been one of the missing ingredients is having that pipeline school that everybody else seems to have. As good as Maryville has been the last 20 years or so, there haven't been a ton of upper echelon D1. But they've had a few, but there haven't. It hasn't been like. There's three or four SEC-level players coming out of Maryville every year.
I just hope Tennessee's able to pay as much as Catholic. But we'll see.
What the hell are you doing? You're having just a remarkable day, your first day sitting.
Parker Pewitt throwing heat Tennessee. Off the top. The silent assassin, just mild-mannered here, just ever so calmly accusing your alma mater of cheating.
Great cash, homie.
I mean...
Why do you think they have all these athletes?
Now?
Yeah.
Because once you get
rolling,
they're all
Catholic, you think they're just
no.
all Catholic?
I think that if you're...
Bear's flustered. Parker's taking Bear for a ride.
Parker ain't doing nothing. No, the simple fact is now, once the machine's up and rolling, it's a hell of a lot easier because kids want to go where they can sign D1. And they know that Catholics signed more kids to Division I scholarships in the past 15 years than anybody else in town. and they get you ready academically to be able to, you know, be eligible, qualified, and ready to go. And Bobby Mays likes, you know, his sons or whatever, the boys on his basketball team to go over there and play for Hutchins.
We got to get this Tyler Barron kid, man. His dad works for Pruitt. He's on the
staff.
That's what
I've been trying to tell you. Can you imagine, you know, Pruitt looking at Barron after he gets back from that Ohio State? Take off that stupid lanyard. I mean, what would Pruitt say to him? You think he gave him any special instructions?
To the dad, to Abernathy?
Yeah, before he went up there?
They're sitting there, and, like, what if he does one of these hat ceremonies? They're on TV, and, like, all the coaching staff is all watching TV, and he picks Ohio State. And, like, you're the dad, you got to be like, Coach, you need anything or get you a cup of coffee or something?
Throws a chair through the TV, just rages out.
You're fired.
That's got to be weird.
It's got to be really weird. Bill on Twitter says Parker is owning Bear.
I'm holding up because you're an intern. Last time an intern came at this strong this early was Butler. And then I think I wrecked him.
He's got his own show now.
Yeah. But I got him, and he didn't speak for like a week.
Okay.
Just telling you.
I'll keep it in mind.
Stay with us. The drive coming. The drive continues. We've got a docket that will stagger the mind this afternoon. A local story that delves into the macabre. I don't know if Bear's going to be able to handle this.
I'm not. I'm not going to take part in it.
I don't know if he's going to be able to handle it. Let's work in a call from Jamie. Let's get Jamie in here before we go to a break and queue up the docket. Jamie, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Russ, Bear, Parker. How are we all doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Russ, did you just besmirch a local high school youth because of the choice of colleges he's choosing to attend?
No.
Yeah, he is Jamie, because Bruce Pearl has identified that Akeem Adesupe is a high-level basketball player, and he's going after him hard. Hard.
So, Russ, you say I didn't hear you correctly. Hello.
Listen, anything about the Catholic high school basketball program and that that family atmosphere they've got over there, the great Mike Hutchins coaching that program, I am 100% confident that that young man will pick from a laundry list of his other suitors, including Wichita State, who evidently offered today. I would imagine that the kind of education and upbringing he's receiving in the Catholic community would lead him to spurn the advances of a known charlatan like Bruce Pearl.
Okay. We'll try it again. So you did or did not besmirch the kid?
It was a joke, Jamie. I'm not going to disown a kid if he based on where he goes to school.
Okay. Well, I didn't know we had to take a ride around the block to get you to answer it, though. Hey, do you all think that
Jamie's owning Russell?
Who would be more recognizable in town? Would be Pruitt or Barnes? Let me ask you this: who do you think would be more recognizable around town, right? Barnes or Pearl?
Probably Bruce Pearl, but that's because he's a clown. He takes off his shirt and paints his chest. He's an attention whore.
Did we think he was a clown when he was doing that, taking us to Elite Eight?
You didn't, because y'all are sheep. You eat anything up as long as the coach tells you that he loves you.
did the words just cross your lips and call someone else a sheep?
You're well-known, Pearlinista.
You drink the guy's bathwater. With a plastic straw. Thank you, Bruce. May I have some more?
You would lie, cheat, steal, take a charge. You'd take a bullet. You'd jump in front of him like a Secret Service agent.
Your back sweat's extra salty today, Bruce. I like it.
Guys, do you all think that this summer of Smokey is going to be one of the summer of Smokey, the overpaying of Barnes? If Pruitt don't get it together in year two and maybe start turning the corner, do you think this is going to be Former's going to turn out to be another Mike Hamilton and another...
What are you doing?
Laying the groundwork
for Former.
He's the Mason.
Guys, he's got June 17th, for Pete's sakes. What do you want?
I mean, something...
How about a little enthusiasm? How about
We got
ships turning around.
We got Black Shear on campus.
All right, I'll leave. Here's some enthusiasm. I'll leave you with this. Who on Tennessee's basketball roster did Barnes improve last year? This should take all of about no seconds. Hang in. Peace.
Well,
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Admiral Schofield's about to get drafted,
possibly in the first round.
I don't know if you saw Jordan Bowen basically double his points per game average and become one of the best point guards in the country.
Jordan Bowden went from, a solid player to making dynamic, explosive plays above the rim.
Grant Williams was SEC Player of the Year again.
For the second time.
And I know that Jamie was like, he didn't improve the average. Well, yeah, the averages didn't change because guess what? He was the returning SEC Player of the Year. So every time he stepped out on the court, the other team's entire game plan was geared towards stopping him, something that you couldn't
say
the year before.
And he still got his. Vanderbilt did everything they could that night up at Memorial. What did he end up with that night? Like 40? You think Grant Williams
Who did Rick Barnes improve this past season? Good grief.
Jamie.
Miserable. He's miserable.
He did get you.
How did he get me?
When he said, what was it? Something about having to take you around the block to get you to answer the question.
Did you think that I was honestly coming off the top rope
on a key out of super
on a local basketball high school basketball player?
Especially
is that my no. MO?
No, it's not. If
owning me consists of having to explain that I was joking, then yes, I was owned. Stay with us. The drive continues. Coming up, we delve into the realm of the macabre. A docket that will leave you scratching your head, that will leave you questioning your faith in humanity, that will leave you perhaps reaching for the barf bag. Stay with us. It's The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
The Docket. Brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
A Knoxville man faces vehicular homicide charges after a law officer found a severed torso early Sunday morning in his vehicle. Authorities discovered the body after pulling over 29-year-old DeRay DeBrees Johnson in a 2006 Chevy Impala. A Tennessee Highway Patrol trooper first stopped Johnson after seeing him failing to maintain a single lane of travel on I-40 West near mile marker 388. Johnson drove away, however, according to records. The trooper stopped him again after following him and seeing him driving onto Sutherland Avenue. Authorities tried to turn off Johnson's ignition when they saw the upper part of a man's body lying in the passenger floorboard.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, God almighty.
Investigators believe Johnson was driving while intoxicated. He told the officers he was, quote, blitzed, according to the warrant. Authorities went back to the scene where the victim was believed to have been hit and found the lower half of the body at the suspected scene of impact. According to
Whoa.
I know, so many questions, right?
Hit him so hard that the guy
tore in half.
And he took the top part with him?
I'm looking through. I haven't seen all the details. I'm reading the latest from WBIR.com. We'll see if there are any other details, but they didn't have it all when I looked earlier today. So you would have had to, like, stop, pick up the torso, and put it in the back of his car, right?
Yeah, this is beyond freaky on so many levels. However, I feel bad for our friends over at WBIR tonight. I couldn't go on TV and talk about this, Russ. But I'm not a professional like those guys are.
According to the Highway Patrol, it appears Johnson struck and killed the pedestrian along the edge of Sutherland Avenue.
What?
Authorities identified the victim as 65-year-old Daryl Eugene Butler of Knoxville. God. On Sunday morning, authorities shut down part of Sutherland Avenue for several hours between Cox and Walker Street. The Knoxville Police Department said it was assisting the Tennessee Highway Patrol in an investigation, but did not release specifics about what had happened. So they're keeping some of this under wraps. Warrant indicates the trooper first tried to stop this guy at 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning on I-40 after he was driving erratically. The warrant states that upon approach to the vehicle, the suspect was yelling out the window that he had to get to his family's home. He then drove off. Trooper pursued him, saw him get off at the 17th Street exit. The car went on to Western Avenue, then Middlebrook, and then on to Sutherland Avenue. He was driving the wrong way on the road, striking a curb and blowing out a tire, according to the report. He hit a sidewalk, flattening his tire, continued traveling in the eastbound lanes onto a concrete sidewalk, and struck and killed a pedestrian near the fog line near the eastbound lane of travel.
The fog line?
Yeah. So anyway, eventually he crashes. Authorities catch up to him and make the gruesome discovery.
Now wait a minute. Let me get this straight. THP stop or attempts to pull him over.
Yeah.
He does the screaming, takes off, which I assume led to THP. They don't really lay back in a high speed chase. They're chasing you. He gets off down, you know, down 17th, comes back, hits this guy. Where's THP?
They're probably chasing him, you know. I'm sure
he hit
that
the guy and jumped out of his car and threw him in the back?
That's a good question, man.
This is
really weird.
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know about.
No, that's a good point. I didn't even pick up on that part of it. Like, he stops the car. I mean,
with a flat tire?
It's not going to be possible for the car to... Wait a minute. Is a Chevy Impala a convertible? You have a convertible?
No. It's a four-door sedan.
Is there any way possible that he hits the guy really hard,
no,
the body rips in half, and like the torso flies into the car?
No.
I mean, that's unlikely, right?
Yeah.
So he would have had to have stopped, gotten half of the body, and put it in there.
Right. You keep saying torso.
Yeah. Like the legs were still at the scene. The body was ripped in half.
Okay. So the upper half of the guy's body.
Yeah. He had it in the car with him on the floorboard in the back seat.
That tells me that they must have lost him at some point.
Yeah. They must. Because if you're a cop and you see this guy getting out and pulling half a human body and throwing it in his car, you're going to shoot him.
Yeah, you're going to shoot him about 15 times. My God.
Is this the craziest story in the history of the docket, a segment that we've been doing for almost 9 years now?
Yeah.
I think so.
This tops the guy on the park bench with his junk in the tuna can and the cold cuts on his buttocks.
No, it wasn't a park bench. He was on a runway in Spain, an airport runway, wasn't he?
No, I thought he was on a bench.
I don't know. I have to go back and look.
Still the best one. My all-time favorite's the guy who broke into his neighbor's house to save their dog, their golden retriever, from the house fire.
He was on acid or something.
And their house was not on fire.
I was banging 7 gram rocks.
Wow.
I just got a communique.
Yeah. We have an update on the story.
Yeah. From Fan Run's own Cody McClure. Holy blank. I think I saw this.
Well, they had Sutherland.
Cody, call in.
The Fan Run studios are located, I'm not going to say exactly where, but in the vicinity of Sutherland Avenue. And I do remember
it's
hearing...
Close enough, it's really giving me the creeps.
Well, I heard about Sutherland being shut down over the weekend for a bit. And I just assumed that it was either A, something to do with road work, or B, like a water line had busted or something, and they had to shut it down for a little bit. But no, evidently they had a pair of human legs lying out in the middle of the street somewhere.
Okay, I'm getting something else.
And it was a massive crime scene.
The person's telling me he had the torso in the car before he got pulled over. And apparently he's a former student of a friend of mine.
Wow. We're going to try and piece together the events here because there are obviously some pieces that we're missing here. No pun intended.
Who's this again?
Oh. 865-546-8200. Your mic's on there, Bear.
Sorry,
let's first of all, that is the docket brought to you by our friends at Disability Advantage Group. Online at dag-us.com, helping folks get on Social Security disability insurance. If you're injured, cannot work, cannot earn, give them a call. Check them out, dag-us.com for Disability Advantage Group. Against my better judgment, we're going to go to John Tweed.
Now, I want to say something right here, okay, before I bring him on. The leash is very short today.
This is
freaky, okay. John. Be polite.
John Tweet, good afternoon, sir.
Golly. You think he was doing, like, what if there's a sunroof and he was doing the I'm the King of the World Leonardo DiCaprio thing? I guess that would...
No, there's no way. I think we're going to find out. I don't think he ran over this guy.
Wait, there's a sunroof and you're saying, yeah, like, and he hit the, like, an overpass or something?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
But
like
the torso was in the car. The legs would be in the car, and the torso would be out in that situation.
What if he was doing it reverse, like a handstand, you know?
No, he wasn't doing a damn handstand. I wonder if he ran over the guy somewhere else. And then when he was getting stopped, the torso was all right. That's what I took from the text I just got, was that it – I mean, we're going to try and piece it together, but – it sounds to me like maybe he'd already ran over this person. And then
what do you think was going through his mind when he let me help you out? I mean,
all right, so here's from the News Sentinel. Says the chase began after the trooper stopped Johnson for failing to stay in his lane on I-40 West near Henley Street. So he's downtown westbound I-40 near Henley Street.
Okay.
Trooper approaches, he yells that he has to get to his family's home, and he speeds away. So we don't know whether or not the torso is
okay,
in
so
the
he's
car.
On west.
I would think it has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, a trooper's not that – there's no way the trooper lost him. I mean, other than maybe unless he started going down the wrong way.
I don't see any way in the middle of the night.
So he takes the 17th Street exit.
Going west?
Proceeds to get onto Western Avenue and then turning on to Middlebrook. So generally, you know where that is, right? Over near the Emerald Youth Fields, the new fields over there.
The old West High, your stomping ground.
No. This is close to downtown on, like, north of Fort Sanders.
Oh, you're talking about kind of over near Ramen Haas and that, like, the Nexus of the Universe right there where you go.
You remember where those volunteer studio apartments where
exactly.
Krista Pike thing
yeah.
happened?
That, Job Corps.
Right over there. Yeah.
Okay.
So he ends up driving. He makes his way from Western to Middlebrook to Sutherland Avenue. You're following. Everybody knows that kind of.
Right around the cement block factory.
He blows out. He hits a curb, blows out a tire. Police believe Johnson veered onto the sidewalk and fatally struck a pedestrian near Harry Street.
Where is Harry Street?
I'm not sure.
Where was the officer that was following him?
That's. Yeah, I mean, they must have lost.
And how did the body get in the car? I mean, wouldn't the officer be right behind him?
That was my point.
They must
have
lost him for a split second. I don't think the body was in the car when the initial traffic stop occurred.
I mean, how do you lose them long enough to split somebody in two and then put them in the back seat and keep rolling?
Well, not to mention that,
no offense,
like even if you're
officer.
Even if you're way behind, like say the chase started and you were startled and it took you a minute to get going because you're calling for backup, whatever. I don't know. Wouldn't you when you get back on the trail, and maybe you lost him at that point. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the trooper went back to his car. He's called for like and the guy just got away. He lost him, and it took a while for them to find the car again. Because this is the only thing I can come up with. Because
was this campus police?
No, this is Tennessee Highway Patrol, man. That's what I'm like. There's no way those guys do not.
I don't know why he would lose the guy.
Tell you what, let's see where Harris Street is, because that's where he was struck.
Jesus,
it's some awful stuff, isn't it, man? H A R R Y, Harry Street.
Beautiful. Gentlemen, what is the? How do we keep on offering basketball players when we have no room to offer? Has anybody heard what is the deal?
Trying to get better.
Are they going to run off? I mean, you only have but so many scholarships, so they're making somebody redshirt? But I guess even if you redshirt, you're still on scholarship, yep. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody asked me, can you hit the pause button on a scholarship? Like, in other words, if you're a player, and I'm just random example here. I don't think this is what, like, Fulkerson. Could they take him? We're going to give you a year off, basically.
Give me a year off. Off scholarship,
yeah.
To get healthy.
And then once Blackshear matriculates, you bring him back. I don't know if you can do that. I've never heard of that being done.
I wouldn't think. Otherwise, Duke would be doing it all the time. Somebody else would be doing it. I don't understand. I mean, I guess he's trying to run some people. That's the only thing that would make sense. There's no other way to do it, right? I mean, I think we're overthinking it. I think he's just told some people, hey, you're coming in. If this guy comes in, you're out of here.
I think I figured it out.
The guy in half or the
yeah,
guy?
You, you've got a theory?
Yeah.
Is this something you came up with, or is this something somebody's telling you?
I was just looking. I looked up Perry Street and looked at the map.
Uh-huh.
They must have lost him at some point on Sutherland, and then he drove off on one of these side streets after he'd hit the curb. And I think when he ran up on the curve, he hit this poor guy. My theory is the blown out, if he's driving on a rim, ran over the guy and just cut him in half.
And then stopped to put him back in?
And then stopped and threw, got out quick, and then they caught up to him pretty quick.
Why would you stop
after
to put him in your car?
Because you're drunk out of your mind and you just murdered somebody?
I forgot half of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this guy deserves to do what? 20 to life?
Alcohol is going to be part of it. I'm sure he's going to go away for quite a while. What'd he blow? Did you get that part of it?
No.
They said that they didn't. I mean, I think they were so shocked that they didn't do a test on him, which might have been a major mistake.
They did a blood test. I'm sure of that. Golly. Boys, that might be the best docket I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, best is probably not a good word to use to describe it. It's
no, the disturbing. Best is a dude on acid saving his neighbor's dog. This is by far the most disturbing thing you've ever
brought. Disturbing is a good word. Shocking.
I'm fully disturbed.
And it happened.
Comments regarding Boomsday and the animals were pretty shocking.
Boomsday and the animals.
You don't remember this, Russ?
No.
You don't remember that woman calling up and yelling at you because you said you'd strap her dog to a rocket and shoot it off into space?
It was her horse.
That was her.
No, funny enough, I don't remember that, John. That's not something I would do.
You hoped her horse ran off on her or something.
I would strap her horse to a rocket and shoot it. What the hell are you guys talking about?
And then it exploded.
There?
And then she started crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope your dog dies or something. It was terrible.
I did not say that.
And I remember messaging you on Twitter, because that was back before me and you had exchanged phone numbers.
Doesn't sound like me.
And I was like, that was the funniest yet most horrifying thing I've ever heard live on radio.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful radio. I swear to God.
God, I wish I had a copy of that. See you, John. I mean, that was just that may have been I knew I wanted to be your buddy after that show. I was like, yeah, this guy's for real.
So I made an old lady cry on the radio.
On the
and
air.
That made you want to befriend me? I think that says more about you than it does about me.
No, it was just, it slayed me.
Listen,
I'll
freely admit to being a sick, twisted, warped individual. I mean, that's, I think, proven. Anybody who's listened to this show for any
I think
length
I was DMing Richie to cut your mic, but I thought it was incredible radio. There are 2 days that stand out to me. The day you discovered Jag's Lady and the day you made the old lady cry.
They say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. We're getting a slew of theories coming in now. I mean,
I've got an incredible one that's the most air. I mean, this one makes the most sense. What is it? What's that called? Foucault's theorem. The most logical explanation is usually the right one.
It's Occam's razor. Right?
Yeah, razor. Sorry, I was thinking of Foucault's pendulum, a Umberto Eco novel. Horrible book. Boring.
Take your word for it.
Okay. This is the theory I got. Something's fishy. And then this is their theory. What if he originally had two sections of the body in the car and then tried to get rid of it when the popo started chasing him and was only able to ditch half? I think he whacked him somewhere else. And so then person is convinced because I said, yeah, it's a solid theory. And then they followed that up with, yep, I bet that's it. He whacked him someplace else. He was driving crazy because he was trying to get rid of a dead body, and it was in half for easier disposal.
So they're saying that he murdered this person somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Tore the body in half.
Somehow. Maybe he started to pull a Tony Soprano. You know,
put like both Ralph halves Cicaretto in the car, and he's hammered drunk at this point, right? And then, and so he's driving around with a body, torn in half body.
Drunk.
Gets pulled over, freaks out, starts driving, running away from the cops, flings the legs out somewhere along Sutherland Avenue, crashes his car, and the cops find the torso in there. He just couldn't get rid of the torso.
Yeah.
Why would you fling
my theory is saying... With a chainsaw. Yes. This person's figured it out.
A chainsaw?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That?
No. I mean, that is a wild leap. Like, no. I'm sorry.
It makes more sense than he ran over the guy. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen THP numerous times living in Knoxville, constantly driving past, you know, driving around. I've seen THP involved in a chase before.
Well,
these guys are like pros at this stuff.
I haven't seen that, but I have watched cops many times, and sometimes they will lay back. Like if a driver is really erratic and they feel like he's posing a threat to other people, they'll lay back a little bit. And they know where he is, generally speaking. So, you know, usually in cops, they've got a helicopter eyes on him or so. They're like, let's lay back. So, like, he's getting – as we approach him and try and wreck him or whatever we can to stop him, that's when he starts swerving and getting crazy and, like, he might hurt somebody. And so they'll lay back a little bit. Or he might have lost him, man. Like, the cop was – out of the car, he was getting ready to go check on him. He yelled at him. He drives off like it's going to take a cop a couple of seconds. Like that gives him a bit of a head start.
It's the middle of the night. Nothing. They're not back. They're a lot less likely to back off in the middle of the night because nobody's out on the street.
Well, I agree, Bear, but that's more likely than he murdered this guy, cut him in half with a chainsaw, and was trying to dispose of the body.
I mean, the person who's telling me this, I mean, they had a cousin that was in the mafia. So, I mean, I feel like that she's, you know, got some bona fides.
It's a woman that's telling you this?
Yes.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
I've known her all my life.
Okay.
I mean, she's usually spot on stuff like this. She can figure stuff out, man.
She's usually spot on and stuff like this. How often does stuff like this come up?
Well, like I said, apparently she has a cousin that was in the mafia. Back in the old days, when stuff like this would happen, where you had to whack somebody and then, you know, get rid of it. And
Yeah, we know. We know. We've seen the movies. I'm pretty sure it's probably still that way. I don't think they whack somebody and just keep the body around. I think they still get rid of it.
Yeah.
Buckeye Benny says, I had it in my mind that the top half of the torso flew through the window into the floorboard, not that the driver got out and picked it up and put it inside himself.
There is no way. I mean, physics come into play with that theory. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Now, I told you what my macabre. Yeah, go ahead. Jump in.
You guys realize how hard it is to, like,
tear a human body
to tear
in half?
Yes.
I mean, like that happens when people get hit by trains. But that's why I told you my theory when we were off the air. If he really hit this poor soul over here, it was after he'd blown that tire out.
How fast do you have to be going to do that to a human body?
It depends.
Over 60 miles an
hour,
I would
say.
Not
what we got over here.
But that's what I'm saying. Like on Sutherland Avenue, like
80 or 90.
But you could be doing that. He's drunk. Like it's not out of the realm of possibility. But it does seem like that's really fast for Sutherland Avenue.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing. They said he blew a tire out. If he's ramrod and he jumped, let's say.
Oh!
Ramrod. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only other logical theory.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Russ.
Wait.
He blew
it's 3:30 in the morning. Could a guy be passed out lying on a sidewalk or something and he runs over him with the rim?
No, I think he probably hit him and the guy got drug up underneath the car and got probably rim rode on against the curb.
Cool.
You're not flying up in the air and taking a 90-degree turn in through a window and landing perfectly.
You know what this needs?
To never be spoken of again on the drive? Everybody dance now. What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
Just trying to think of a good segue. I couldn't do it. Just want to...
You're insane.
Get out of this as quickly as possible. We ended last hour talking about OJ. We did OJ jokes. And this hour, with a person being torn in half, if you're just joining us, a man was arrested wee hours of Sunday morning on Sutherland Avenue near somewhere here in Knoxville, and officers found the torso of a human body in the backseat of his car. Trying to piece together what exactly happened. The details are sketchy. It's not adding up. It's not making sense, but we got to run. Stay with us. Parker will have the top five at 5. Coming up next, it's Fox Sports Knoxville. The drive continues. Stay with us.